The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
To a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her for about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Each year on this day, just outside the walls of the old city of Jerusalem, near Mount Zion, a mass is celebrated in a beautiful church built around 1907, known as the Dormition Abbey. It is next to the place where Jesus gave us the Eucharist on the night before he died. On one of the pilgrimages to the Holy Land, I visited the abbey to pray before the beautiful life-size image of Mary. Lying in the state of Dormition, which means fallen asleep, the ceiling directly above the sleeping Mary contains the faces of the great women of the Old Testament gazing down to Mary in anticipation of her assumption into heaven. It was a scene that was so striking that it was hard to speak about it without choking up. Today's feast celebrates Mary's assumption of her body and soul into heavenly glory before any form of corruption could take place. It is our most important Marian feast because it celebrates the day that Mary entered into eternal life to be reunited with her son. Our first reading described the protection given to a woman about to give birth to a child under great duress. In this image of Mary, the mother of Jesus, this protection would keep her safe from sin and prepare the way for her to follow Jesus to heavenly glory. In our gospel, Mary proclaims the greatness of the Lord and acknowledges the many blessings God has bestowed upon her to enable her to carry out her critical role in the work of our salvation. Our second reading from Paul's letter to the Corinthians describes the resurrected Jesus as the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep, waiting to be brought back to life through Jesus. And this leads us to Mary, who would be the first of those fallen asleep, who would follow Jesus to share the fullness of his glory in heaven. This is so fitting for Mary, because it was her yes to God that paved the way for all that her son would accomplish for us. Three things to take away from this feast today for us. First, the Feast of the Assumption is a sign of our destiny. Our destiny is heaven. Soul first, and then on the last day, body united with soul, but not a natural body, but rather a spiritual one, a glorified body. We will have a new incorruptible body just like Mary, with qualities that are of God, glorified, spiritual, incorruptible. And like Mary, we will see the Lord face to face. And as Scripture tells us, we will become like him. How beautiful that is. Second, this feast signifies the fruit of being obedient, of being faithful to the will of God. When told by the angel that she had been chosen to be the mother of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, she responded, "Let it be done to me according to your word." Like Mary, the fruit of our daily submission to God's will is heaven. Our third point tells us that we have some help. Mary is interceding for us right now. This feast, which affirms Mary is in heaven, reminds us that she is actively working on our behalf, interceding for us in times of our difficulty. She actively intercedes for us with the Holy Spirit to obtain whatever grace we need to draw us to her Son, to get us to heaven. Through her prayers, Mary is also helping us to lead others to Christ, which is our responsibility as his disciples. Once again, three lessons for us from this great feast. First, the assumption of Mary is a sign of our destiny, which by God's design is heaven. Second, the assumption signifies the fruit of being faithful to the will of God. Third, the assumption affirms that Mary is in heaven interceding for us, that we may one day be with her and see the Lord face to face. My dear friends, ultimately, Mary's assumption gives us a glimpse of the rest of our story. It is a truth about ourselves that can carry us through good times and dark times. Deep within each one of us is the seed of eternal life. That seed was planted in us in our baptism. With the help of God's grace and with the intercession of Mary, that seed will grow in us and enable us to rise to the level of existence that Mary experiences now, eternal life with God. We will live forever with him. And so we pray together, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.